Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we try to do here every single day. We get a fun one coming at ya. But first, our quote of the day. Your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room.
Ooh. I know. I hate who said it, but it was a good one.
Why do you hate who said it?
Because even though I live on Amazon, Jeff Bezos, I just can't, I don't want to give him any more money or time or...
He changed our lives for the better. Why would you hate someone who changed our lives?
I don't hate him. I'm saying I hate giving him more credit. I mean... But it's a great ass quote.
But you said you didn't like him.
No, I didn't say I don't like him. I said I hate giving him credit.
Okay. Let's rewind the tape, guys.
I don't like him.
Why, Kelsey?
Excuse me? My two witnesses?
About what? Oh. Why don't we like Bezos?
Don't put her in the middle.
You know me. I love shopping on Amazon.
I saw all the charges this morning.
Classic consumer.
As I'm looking at the credit card bills, they're all alphabetized, and it's like Amazon.
I mean.
Free people. Kidding. Macy's.
Yeah. I mean,
my husband is the consumer in the family.
I'm a consumer.
Me too.
Yeah, he's a big consumer. But I really like this. But she gave us a second quote, this Miss Kelsey. You too are a brand, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not. Mark Echo.
Thank you,
so Heel Squad.
Slash have, Priscilla Presley and not the famous Priscilla Presley, the soon to be famous.
Right.
Second oh, Priscilla I like Presley. That. Uh-huh. What's so funny is how long have I known you? I didn't make that connection for the first time.
Little tease for our guest ever. Today.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to laugh when you get to her intro.
Guys, Priscilla Presley is on the show today. New, big interview.
Yeah, the new Priscilla
She's
Presley.
She's going to talk all about Elvis. It's exciting.
It's exciting.
No, we're really excited because we have another Priscilla Presley in the studio today. She is our friend, and she has been designing our website, Better Together's Ooh. New kind of homepage within MariaMenounos.com. We're very excited about it. Mm-hmm. And so...
And she actually built brands for females. So I think there's a lot people should pay attention to. So speaking exactly. to that quote about brands, that we're all a brand,
we're
right?
We're all a brand. So today we're going to be talking about personal branding and, of course, our new website. I will give you a little intro on Priscilla before I let you know what's going on in studio with these two hooligans. Priscilla Presley is the co-founder and business development coach at The Forward Female, a coaching and creative agency for female entrepreneurs. She and her team help women start and grow businesses and get clear on their careers through their digital accountability community, business development coaching programs, and in-house creative agency. Mm-hmm. Priscilla and her team redesigned and built my new website, and I am so excited for you guys to meet her today and to chat about branding and starting your business and all these great things that she is doing at her ripe young age. We're very proud of her. Guys, it's a full house because we're excited to chat about what we're doing. As you know, we've been doing this for a minute, but it's almost like we just started again because, as you know, Kevin had to hold down the fort last year for me while I took care of my mom, along with Kelsey, obviously. Not that you weren't holding the fort, but obviously the only missing element was me. And so Kevin had to step in and so luckily you guys kind of like him and it worked out, but you know, we're ready to go. And so I decided to have Kevin in studio with us today.
Wow.
Kelsey off the actual engineering duty. So Pooja is engineering today. Mm-hmm. Don't screw it up, me. and so we're going to chat about what direction we're heading in. And of course, what Priscilla is an expert at, which we're just psyched. But before we get to that, I do want to mention before I forget that I have added some new items to my Macy's.com/bettertogether page.
Yeah, you did.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, in fact, I finally pulled the trigger on some purchases. So
did
like,
you?
It's kind of like my wish list, but also my curation for all of you to know some of the things that I think are cool that I'm curating to make life easier. So if you're looking for a cool pair of sweatpants or a sweatsuit, for example, I look back on my iPhotos and I have been taking like snaps of sweatpants and sweatshirts for maybe 3 years. I'm telling you, for multiple years, I have been trying to find the perfect sweats that I don't have to pay $1,000 for, because the cute ones usually end up being really expensive.
Mm-hmm. Especially during quarantine, they upped those prices.
Oh yeah. And so I get really frustrated and I would search like coolest sweatpants and I would do all these like Google searches and I would never pull the trigger on anything, or I would and I wasn't happy. So in here, I found a company. Do you guys know Cotton On?
Yes. I get all my underwear from them.
Obsessed. Yeah.
So, again,
we love it. For
Priscilla, how old are you?
27.
27 like Kelsey. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys are like on the end. I'm like
10 days older than her.
Just catching up. But when I mentioned Cotton On the other day, you guys were like, oh, I didn't know about Cotton On. Or was that just Pooja?
No, I know about Cotton On.
No, that was just me.
Okay. They've been around for a minute, but they've started showing up in a lot of different places. Makes it easy to get
so, the old one didn't know, the mid-tier knew, and the young one didn't.
Interesting.
Very interesting. And the super old one just discovered it because of me,
yes,
Kevin.
Yes.
So ageist. But Cotton On is actually a really cool company. They have all these great cotton items, and I really am obsessed with them. And I got my sweatpants, and I love them, and they're very comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I like that the strings are on the inside. Mm-hmm. I don't want the strings hanging on the outside.
Inside.
I want to be able to.
I love that.
Yeah. So I want to be able to tie them tight so that they're high-waisted.
Ooh.
But then tuck it inside. So I put the sweatpants on here. Guys, they're on sale for $17.99. Macy's.com/bettertogether. I really like the green ones.
Cute.
The cocoa's great too.
Yeah, that's what
you
I'm
all
thinking.
Everybody needs cocoa in their life. So if you don't have any cocoa in your life, it's a great way to add it.
Can I ask the what green size is, you got?
I got medium bottoms.
Okay.
I want them to be baggier.
Yeah.
And looser.
Love
First
that.
Of all, the smalls would definitely not fit anyway. But the point is,
you've never been a small.
Shut up.
Oh my God.
And then you can get the sweatshirt top. But then there's
so
some like cute. You always want a good like, you know, like the Cotton On seamless triangle bralette I put on here. I love.
Cute.
Sometimes I don't want underwires. I just want to feel like soft and comfy. So, and then, you know, my obsession with Free People, I found this new bodysuit that I thought was super cute. That lace day and night one.
Love it.
And okay. So I just pulled the trigger on which item on here was I bought.
Well, you're looking for that. You know what else, you guys, me being Captain Consumer as I am and proud of it.
Wait, why is this gone?
The ease of ordering was very simple too. When I order stuff from Macy's, it's as easy as any online ordering.
I ordered phone sanitizing boxes.
Maria, what's a phone sanitizing box?
So guys, it's this little box. And it sanitizes your phone. So you put it in there. I discovered it at a nail salon. And I was like, what a cool idea, because our phones are so contaminated. And so disgrazia. Yeah.
Disgrazia, buddy, buddy, disgrazia.
And I'm realizing I don't clean it enough. And with Omicron being so catchy, I was like, I need one of these.
So catchy. Wait, is that all it holds? You just put the phone in there?
Just put the phone in there.
How cool.
And you plug it in or battery?
I don't believe it has a battery.
Got it.
Oh, I'm finding some. But other you just ones. Like put it next to your front door. Like whenever you walk in, you just put it there. You have some like away time from your device.
Yeah, or you put it on your desk. Yes.
And then you scamatize.
So then also, I got, you know, I'm upping my workout wardrobe. So I finally ordered my Nike One Dry Fit full length leggings. So if you're looking for a good legging, I know these fit really well because I had gotten a pair of these in black a long time ago and they still work. So they're the only ones I didn't throw out.
Mm. And just to remind everyone why Maria is upgrading her athletic apparel.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Because one of my words, Priscilla, for the year, I have three words for the year.
Love
active,
it.
Creative, and build.
Love
and
that.
Active is just, I want to really make sure I'm getting my activity in my day. Mm-hmm. And so I have my little leg weights I'm wearing, which I just took off for sitting purposes. But I was uninspired by my workout wear because it was super old. And so I cleaned it all out and I've been ordering new stuff. And it's really exciting because it's actually getting me to go into the gym and do a little something. Yeah. Doesn't have to be anything major.
Whatever helps you keep accountable. I always say it's like something internal versus external, whether that's a person or like an outfit. It can be anything, whatever, or helps you keep accountable for whatever you want to do.
Exactly. So I got the little matching sports bra. By the way, I bought the pink because everything in my closet that's left is black.
Obsessed.
There's one baby blue.
Maybe about the color we need.
Yeah, there was one baby blue, and I was like, I'm always gravitating to the baby blue sometimes, and I'm like, I think I need another one of those colors, and this
pink
is a really
cute.
Good one. So there's great stuff in here. There's a really great blazer if you want a little blazer, some good jewelry. These earrings, I love black resin with like gold. And these earrings are $8.93, guys.
Oh,
like,
get out of town.
Exactly.
They were 30.
Heel Squad, as you know, Macy's has come on as a partner on the show. And so anything you do buy from Macy's.com, if you just go to Macy's.com/bettertogether first, if you don't like anything that I have on there right now, by the way, I'm always populating it with new ideas. And so there'll always be something fresh in there for you. And I'm trying to kind of make life easier for you as I'm picking things. But if you go to our landing page and anything you buy after that, we get credit for. So we would be super grateful. P.S. I forgot. There's a splendid pullover that's on sale down here too. If you want to get this little splendid sweatsuit, that's like the splurge sweatsuit, but it's on sale. Just saying, Macy's.com/bettertogether, friends. I'm glad I've graduated though from my fragrance spritzing days. It's so funny to think back in life. So I used to fragrance spritz at Macy's.
I could see that. I just like see you thriving.
Guys, this was like how many years ago? I made 20 $20 an hour. I was winning.
Bank.
Yeah.
It was bang.
Yeah. Making it rain, baby. Right behind the glass counter.
I get paid
What's
for
up?
This.
I know. Draconua bitches.
Honey. Were you the one in the middle of the aisle? Like
I was in like the makeup department, like right at the entry of the store. Yeah. So you would walk in. I just remember my mom would always like drive me and then pick me up. And,
oh, the best.
Yeah.
So. I had a, during the holidays, Colton and I, my boyfriend, we went to Macy's and we were each going to get each other a fragrant spritz. And so I really, I just recently had that experience. Now, if it was Maria right there, I feel different. Like it would have been totally different. But
do you know there's a side of me that wants to go back and like have that kind of like normal job just to kind of see people's reactions where they'd be like, wait, what? Like I'm working at Macy's all of a sudden behind the makeup counter. Hey, let's do a makeover, everybody.
That'd be fun.
Just like the old days.
You know, I bet Macy's could hook it up.
I bet they can. We are going to do some in-store stuff at some point, which will be fun too. Mm-hmm. So we're going to broadcast from there.
Fun. And
yeah. Well, we want to take the show on the road. We want to see people and feel people and touch people. And okay, maybe not touch and feel people, but you know what I mean.
Too, Maria, right? There's other things too beyond clothes. Are we going to dive into that stuff?
It's one-stop shop. They have furniture, home, kitchen, jewelry, kids, everything. So.
Let me look it up.
Oh, hold on. Let's
I'm
see.
Almost recliner. Positive they do. They have like a whole furniture section.
They have the furniture section.
Yes, honey. They have recliners.
Yeah, they do.
Ooh, you're pretty. There's a pretty white leather one.
Yeah.
Or like gray leather.
Put that in the bin right now.
I think that's on level one.
Yeah. Hell yeah, the level Kevin one.
Do you know how many recliners Kevin owns?
No, I don't. Ask.
He has as many recliners as he has humidifiers.
Yes.
Wow. He has a lot of humidifiers.
Kevin is the consumer. Anyhow, as always, thank you, Hill Squad. So let's get into some of this stuff with you, P.
Yeah.
So when did you decide you wanted to go into business for yourself? Can I assume it was after the tragedies you experienced in certain workplaces?
I'm kidding.
Not hilarious. Okay.
Well, you know, I think what I realized from, I grew up in a household of an entrepreneur. My dad is very, very entrepreneurial. So from a very young age, I had that kind of in my blood. But from a young age, I really thought that I wanted to be in TV and entertainment. I grew up in Texas. And so immediately after graduating college, studying all of that, doing all the job shadowings, doing everything, I felt really lucky to get in the position that I did right out of college at Extra. And I learned so much through that experience. At such a young age, I got to interview people. I got to work on big partnerships. I really got to understand the ins and outs really quickly of the industry, which was both a good and a not so good thing. Because I was devastated that what I had this envision of what my life was going to be like out here was so much different. And I had this drive that had a bigger purpose to do something. So while I was there, I was also doing another job working at Bumble, doing marketing for them throughout the whole city of Los Angeles, meeting so many incredible women in so many different powerful positions. And realizing that one, they didn't know each other, and two, that they all, no matter what position they were in, wanted really to be doing something else. And I felt that same way. They all had a dream, a vision for something bigger. And so at that time, it was like 3 years into being at Extra and at Bumble and learning really, really fast throughout that time, having this entrepreneurial spirit, like, woven within my soul, and meeting my co-founders of what Forward Female is today that had more of the entrepreneurial education than I did in a more like sophisticated sense than like my dad selling candles out the back of a pickup truck. And I learned really quickly through that, knowing that, wow, that was really inspiring to me that they were able to do that. And from the corporate sense that I was learning and meeting all of these incredible women, that there was some kind of gap that could be filled, and real education and support and transformation that people were looking for and striving for, no matter what level they were at. And so we came together, my co-founders and I, and we came up with what the Forward Female was, which has completely changed to what it is today. And I quit both of my corporate jobs, like, just with no real, real plan, shockingly for people that know me today. And I left and transitioned immediately into Forward Female and have just failed really fast to, like, get to where I am today and learned really quickly what worked and what didn't work with myself, with my business, and with all of the businesses I've worked with now to date. So, yeah, that's, like, a quick rundown of kind of how I got to where I am today and some learning lessons that have helped me, like, make that decision.
A lot of great takeaway in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you try to, like, tuck away money for the escape?
No, you know, I wasn't making enough money to tuck away at the time. And I was just like, I mean, when I moved here, I was in an internship and I was making $900 a month, which I had about $100 left over for like food. And luckily I lived close to the studio to where I didn't have to pay a lot in gas. And I knew not one soul when I moved here besides the people that I was working with that I was just meeting. So I didn't. And so I just was in this extreme, like, it's make or break. And every decision had to be a smart one. And I worked my way up to make a little bit more money than that, but not much. And so my three partners, luckily, they had been able to do that. So that's why we came together and were able to smartly invest money into Forward Female. But what I really invested at the beginning was just my sweat equity of just working my ass off and like 7 days a week, little to no sleep, which is like not something I would recommend, but that's the reality of it.
You have to.
But that's what I always say. Like anybody who thinks you're going to build something or do something great, if you think you're going to do that in like 9 to 5 and I get my, my nights off and don't call me and here are my weekends. Yeah. I'm busy doing my own, living my life and surfing. You're not going to get there.
No,
it's not going to happen.
You have to have like an obsession, like a true obsession.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it,
is what I always say. And I can see it with so many entrepreneurs because I work with them at all levels now, of the ones that are really obsessed with like the idea, the vision, what they want in their life, versus not. And there's a clear distinction of, you can almost tell immediately who's going to be successful and who's not going to be successful, whatever success means to them. And you just have to be completely obsessed to where it doesn't feel like work because you just want it so bad. And I really feel like that is like one of the things I had, in addition to an incredible like support system around me that was like rooting me on. And my co-founders, which were incredible to have like throughout that journey too, to where it wasn't just me. And I could lean on people like as we were all making decisions, trying to make the least amount of mistakes as possible. And yeah, so I don't know. I think it's just really, really being obsessed with your idea and being open to listening and evolving and pivoting. Because we had to make a lot of pivots to get to where we're at today.
It's funny. I don't know. Does Barbara Corcoran air before this?
Yes, she did.
Great. So you guys have already heard Barbara's interview, which is a lot of what Priscilla's saying right now.
She
didn't have a plan.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't have a plan. She just went out and she did it. And she figured it out. But she had that same obsession. She's like, I'm going to be the queen of New York real estate. And when you have it and you are willing to do the work, it will happen. Mm-hmm. There's just no other way because not many people are able or will put in the work.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't mean the smartest person's going to make it. Doesn't mean the most connected person is going to make it. It's the person who's willing to do the work.
Yeah.
That usually will be the one who will outdo everybody else.
That's the first step, right? And they jump making that leap, which he did, and then willing to do the work. But I think I'd love to hear more about pivoting and fast failing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think that's what enables you to hold on and stay through.
Yeah, 100%.
Talk about some of the fast fails you had to deal with.
Yeah, I mean,
or even explain fast fail.
Yeah, I think failing fast is something that I always tell anybody that I work with because the idea is not perfection. It can never be because that's just really not attainable. But it's understanding that we want to fail faster than anybody else out there, and that's really the goal. Because we don't want to have this slow death, like how I call it.
Getting hung up on it.
Yeah, to where you're clinging too much to this idea, that this strategy or this plan that you've put into place, if this is the only way to do it, if we're not open to like new ideas. So being able to fail, recognize it, and say, that didn't work. Why didn't that work? And how can I try to not make that again and learn from it and call it learning lessons with our team? Every single Friday we come together and we say, what's the learning lesson that we had this week? We keep it in a spreadsheet. We try not to make that mistake again.
I love it.
Let's have the Better Together learning lesson Excel sheet.
Let's do it.
Yeah, they're all learning lessons and we're all failing every single day. But how do we fail? We pick ourselves back up and we just go at it again, maybe in a different way.
Don't do it again.
Yeah, yeah. Try it in a different way and see what works. Whenever we first started Forward Female, we were a physical co-working space for women in downtown Los Angeles, in a space we like 100% could not afford. And, but I didn't know any of that. We didn't really know what we could and what we couldn't and what was going to work and how we could launch it and all of these different things, to where we were open for a very short period of time and we were gaining traction, but it was like a slow grow. And it was just for women in Los Angeles. And then, oh my God, March 2020 hit. And we had started gaining this traction of this physical location where people come together and we teach you how to do these different things and businesses together. And then overnight, we were closed. And we didn't have capital to like keep that like space. We didn't have a lot of like the traction to just keep that going and see what would happen.
So women were coming into the space and you guys were showing them and teaching them how to like start their businesses. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's such a cool
and
idea.
They, like, held events. And,
I like having like a physical place to go to.
Which we really wanted because there was a lot of digital things at the time, but not a lot of physical things. And so we wanted that and we saw it at that point expanding to locations across the country. This was going to be our one location and then we would expand once we really figured out the model. And then once the pandemic hit, that really wasn't an option anymore. It was like we pivot or it's over type of thing. And we pivoted over a weekend. The first week of the pandemic, we decided to end our lease. We sold our furniture to these really sketchy people. We had bought like $15,000 worth of furniture for the space. We had to sell it all. We ended our lease and overnight we turned into a digital platform. Thank God for our members at the time because they stuck with us throughout that entire, they pivoted with us to where we offered daily accountability to make sure you were going to reach your goals and endless support. So I offered endless coaching, no matter if you wanted to schedule a call with me every day, I would help you pivot your business too. And so within that, they saw so much value in what we were doing we realized that now we weren't just helping women in Los Angeles. We were helping women in Canada and Mexico and France and Australia. And it was incredible to see that evolution. And we realized, wow, this was such a blessing in disguise because look at where we're at now. And we've grown it from there now to everything that we offer today in a digital way. So even though we're sitting here in your studio today and we can work together in person, there's women that we help all over the world now, which is the really special part about it.
See, life isn't happening to you, It's happening for you.
Yeah.
And
as long as you have the right attitude.
Well, yeah. I mean, which you could have thrown your hands up in the air and be like, God hates me. We're being punished. This 100%. Is it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I definitely had those breakdowns in my apartment of like, wow. Oh my God. Like what's happened? This sucks. Yeah. Right. Like, yeah. Oh my God, what are we going to do? I mean, Lauren and I, who's with me today, who's one of my co-founders, we just would sit there and just rack our brains of like, how we spent like a year leading up to this and now this.
Yeah.
But then always having that like positive outlook. And I think that's one of my strengths of like always looking at the positive and everything of saying, okay, this happened, but what's the positive way to look at this? And how can we use this to even grow more, evolve more, and solve it and move on and don't harp on things for too long?
I love it. So now you're digitally coaching women mm-hmm. With their businesses. You're building sites, building brands. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because we're super so excited. We're like launching in like 2.2 seconds.
Yes.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past. But as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tia his, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
What's up, Heal Squad? You guys know how hard we work here every day to bring you this show, and we are so excited to announce our newest partner, Macy's. I used to work for Macy's for years, by the way, as a fragrance spritzer, shopped there my whole life, and still do. And if you've been listening lately, you know my word for the new year is active, but when I looked at my gear, it did not make me want to move. So I'm revamping my athletic wardrobe at Macy's.com/bettertogether. It was all old, uninspiring stuff. And now I'm adding a few new pieces and I'm giddy to get active. So they've got so many great brands to choose from, but here's my favorite part. I'm curating a special list for you and me. Just go to Macy's.com/bettertogether and check out what I've handpicked in athletic wear and other items that I'm excited about because they have everything you need, not just for a wardrobe refresh, but for every life category. So trust me, it's all cool stuff that you need to get better and be better, from desktop smartphone sanitizer cases to cozy winter PJs and more. P.S. I'll be adding to it constantly, and I hope it will help you with any ideas for you and your home or even just gifts. Kev's Valentine's Day present is in there, so shh, don't tell him. Help support the show by using our link, Macy's.com/bettertogether. If you're going to make any purchases with Macy's, it helps us so much in keeping the lights on, as you know. Thank you, as always, for your support, friends. We love you, and we're grateful for Macy's that they saw our authentic connection and came on board. We are better together.
your brand is your identity. So that's why it was so important, Maria, whenever you got added into all of our conversations, that you know what your identity is. Mm-hmm. You've had that evolution for your career and really understand who's looking at you, who's listening to you, and what they want and what feels right to you. And that is something that only you can make the decision on at the mm-hmm. end of the day. So I see a lot of people when they're relying on looking at everybody else's visions for what an ideal brand looks like. And that's where you can make a mistake or a great learning lesson of not really identifying with what your brand is because you're not attached to it. You have to be attached with it and obsessed. Like, I use the word obsession all the time because it is so crucial. If you're not obsessed with your brand, you can't expect anybody else to be too. Mm-hmm.
I love that. I'm so obsessed with our logo, by the way, that I don't know if you know this, but I was at Sephora the other day and I was just driving by. We had gone for a shoot in Malibu and all of a sudden I'm driving by and I knew I needed something and I see Sephora. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to run in and grab it really fast. Mm-hmm. And so I went in and as I'm paying, on the little screen, it says, "Let's beauty together." Our exact logo, our exact
like
font.
The font was literally the same.
Really?
You know, I was saying this to Maria. I'm like, Starbucks did better together. Dunkin' did better together.
Everyone's taking better together.
But this font
was exactly our font. So I'm very.
Wow.
What do they say?
I think that's a high form of flattery.
Imitation is the highest form of flattery. Mm-hmm. So I'm flattered, which, by the way.
Yeah, my attorneys are going to call them and tell them how flattered they are.
We should have Ryan remember to ask Ryan to reach out to Sephora and let them know that we're very flattered that they love our logo so much. We'd love to work with them. How hilarious. About them apples? That's how you flip
how about
something.
Dad,
love it. Love it.
But I think what you have done is you've helped us put kind of the whole identity of this show mm-hmm. and of me into one place mm-hmm. that, and it makes so much sense. Like, it's funny. I went to a website for research last night for an upcoming episode and I was very confused by it. Mm. And I was like, oh, you know, these people have a lot of money too. And I don't understand what this is about. Yeah. And we've worked on it for so long mm-hmm. and everyone's been so meticulous with all the mm-hmm. details, like the whole team. And I really like love it. And I love mm-hmm. what it's going to be. So for the Heel Squad, for anybody who might be listening to this, that's new to the show, it's kind of an extension of the show and an extension of me. So if you've if you've read any of my books, you know I love giving advice and helping you shortcut things in life. Mm-hmm. So I always know the best like tricks and tips because I'm mm-hmm. working with the best, right? Mm-hmm. So those tips are trickling right down to me. Dimitri's working with, mm-hmm. you know, whoever it is, and I'm learning that new hair tip or that new makeup tip or whatever. Plus, I'm just always hunting. I love learning and growing in every area. So lifestyle is one of those areas. But I abandoned it for so long mm-hmm. in the pursuit of health and wellness. Mm, so, you know, I could help my mom and myself in our journeys with those tumor things. And
things.
But if you read my first book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life, it was like everything in there. Mm-hmm. Full lifestyle. I joke that I'm too lazy to write a second book about that. But at the same time, I think I'm like, I still have all those great pieces of mm-hmm. advice and tips
and
tricks.
We have more now, Maria. Oh, that was 10 years ago, longer.
Yeah. So many more. So all of that will be on the website mm-hmm. in blog form, vlog form, whatever form. Mm-hmm. Also extended content from the show. It's going to be like, Kevin actually dubbed it WebMD meets Goop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. But not Goop where it's, you know,
unattainable.
Well, only it's $1,000 candles. Well, it's for the every girl. It's for the every mm-hmm. woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like where I think whenever we were imagining what your new site could be and what your new brand is, it's really just adding that constant value factor mm-hmm. to all of you amazing humans that listen to this show, that follow Maria, that you can take from the show and it's in one place that will constantly is just focused on providing you like massive value in your life mm-hmm. to evolve and be better together. So it's really that evolution of how Maria and the whole team is really focused on helping you be better together. And so if we can just keep adding value into the site, which is why we'll continue to work together and keep adding in that value, it's not just a one and done, maybe, where you've evolved over the past 10 years since mm-hmm. your book, but the website is something that you get to constantly add something into, and instantly connect with your audience, which is a really exciting place.
That's what I like, is that instant. I don't want to have to wait a year and a half mm-hmm. to put out my favorite makeup remover pads that are my obsession, or this new hair color pencil thing that's like changing my gray life hair. But all of that stuff. And so it's funny, like when I went to do the course with Boss Babe, Danielle Canty, one of the founders of Boss Babe, was like, she was joking. She goes, "You're my new favorite influencer." She's like, "I just go to your shop, my favorites, and I buy everything there." But the reason why you can go and buy everything there is because it's tried and tested, and it's 1000% just my recommendations, because it's the stuff that's in my drawers, in my bathroom, or in my cabinets, or in my closets. So at this moment, our website still has our Shop My Favorites. It's the old site, but the new site will have even more.
Yeah, categorized to where it makes it really easy for everybody to go and understand what they're looking for and go and shop it. And it'll constantly be evolving. So we've built in a way that it's not just all your favorites today, but if tomorrow you find a new product, we get to add it in and y'all can shop it instantaneously.
Shop it. I'm so excited.
So we're going to have a lot of takeaway from guests like Priscilla, you know, who come on the show and they give us great takeaway. We're going to be able to abbreviate that takeaway, put it in blog form, put it back up on the site. So it's not so much that we obviously want you listening to the show, but we all realize from doing the show that we absorb all these great lessons, but we absorb so many of them that we tend to forget them. And then it's nice to have them in written form and concise so you can go and look at them and review them. And
just wait for my journal, everybody. This summer, I'm going to go to Connecticut and I'm going to write my journal to help you keep this all straight. But yeah, the website's going to be another destination for you guys to go to where you can have everything all in one place. And Priscilla's made it beautiful.
Yeah, aesthetics are our thing, really.
And I feel like some of these, like, I might not have time to write blogs per se, but a vlog where I'm just literally shooting in my bathroom, be like, "Guys, I'm obsessed with this thing right here. And I'm just going to do it in vlog form for you. So you have it and you can see
girlfriend.
It. Honey, shut up. You are very sassy today. Kevin's in a really sassy mood.
So is Winnie, like father, like daughter.
Yeah. Winnie's on my lap, smiling and laughing. And
living
you're sassy.
Her best life.
Sassy
is kind of fun.
Queen, what are you excited about for the site?
I'm excited about everything. I just think that, like, having one place where people can go, so often it's just so confusing, especially with, like, I don't know, say an influencer I really like. I'm like, oh, I want that jacket they're wearing, but okay, if I like their style, then I probably would like their beauty secrets. And then I'm like hunting in all these different it's just so confusing. So I think it's so cool that it's going to be a home for not only the show, where, like Kevin was saying, it's like we gain all these tools daily, but then the tools go in our tool shed and they collect dust, and then we forget about them. We forget to use them. So it's like, okay, I go in and I get a little zhuzh on my Dr. Nicola Para teaching me about, you know, relationships. But then, hey, okay, also Maria's favorite new whatever, like tanning lotions on there too. I just love that it's a one stop shop. It's one place that you can get everything you need. I think that's so cool. And I think it's pretty. I think that, like, people, especially now, it's like aesthetic is everything. Makes you want to be there. Makes you want to learn. I'm just really excited for it.
I have an idea. So one of the things that I find so kind of dated and annoying with websites is the endless blogs. So when I see these blogs on the site, I want to, like, just throw up. It's like, there's too many articles, too many headlines, just too much. For us, and I don't know, P, but you will know, there's got to be a way where we can do that fine for the people who do still like that. I might just be a weirdo, but
no, I kind of agree with you.
I like the idea of segmenting by expert. So we have our top, let's say, 20 experts that we love, whether it's Gabby Bernstein, Dr. Amen, you know, whoever it is. And underneath, we have all, like, the takeaways from each of them so that we can have everybody just come back when they need the zhuzh. Mm-hmm. So when I go, when I did Tony Robbins, so I did Tony Robbins seminar the first time, whatever, second time, I would go back to his Unleash the Power Within's mm-hmm. when it was in LA for a zhuzh, mm-hmm. just because I needed to be around that energy. I was having a tough time and I needed just to mm-hmm. feel that kind of vibration. I think it's the same thing for our heel squad. Like we're all going to go through like shitty moments. Now I've kind of created that with my notebook journal mm-hmm. where I can go back and kind of recalibrate myself and get myself in the right place. And my new journal that I'm going to write is going to be a place like that for people. But until then, and maybe just as well simultaneously, it would be nice to have a place where the top like pieces of advice, the top tools are in one place. So when you're having a shit time, you can go there and recalibrate and get yourself in the right place. Because the mm-hmm. idea of this site is to be a real like, you know, positive kind of sunshine place for people because mm-hmm. it's a really dark time in the mm-hmm. world.
And a resource, Maria.
And a resource, mm-hmm. exactly. Yeah. And then also, yeah, a resource in every way, right? For every part of your life. Mm-hmm. But it would be kind of cool. That would help me, I think, mm-hmm. to be able to go in there and get, you know, recalibrated and be like, okay, I remember these tips. Okay, anxiety. Dr. Amen told me I could rub my hands together. Shoot, I forgot that. But if it's mm-hmm. all right there, mm-hmm. I think that would be helpful.
I like that.
What do you guys
yeah,
think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think whenever we had first started talking, one of the key elements to everybody throws around the word SEO and it's so confusing and not a lot of people understand it.
Let's talk about it.
But the first step to SEO, whenever you're thinking about it for your site, is really the usability of it, making sure that it's easy to navigate and then everything is intertwined within each other in a seamless way within the site for the user on the other end. The site that I think you were saying, you were like, I went to it, or Kelsey, you were like, and I just didn't even know what to do. Mm. That's the first step of SEO that site is potentially failing at, which means that a user gets to it and they click off of it before actually exploring the entire site. We want somebody to stay on the site as long as possible to get as much value as possible because that drives up our session rates. Mm-hmm. And I might be getting too jargony, but for the blogs on the SEO front, we always want to be adding a lot of value within them. A way that we can make it user-friendly is the categorization of each of the sections, which we have, mm-hmm. which is really exciting. So each theme or each part of the blog or the vlogs, however we're going to be sharing them week by week, it'll be easy for somebody to find exactly what they need mm. for that category, whether it's spirituality or
anxiety,
yeah, or, health, yeah, fitness, yeah, mental wellness,
yeah,
all of those things. And featured blogs where we want to make it easy for y'all to be able to find those ones that like Maria knows that you have to read this one. If you don't read any other mm-hmm. blog, read this one. Mm-hmm.
So maybe we're already there and I just got freaked out by this other website yesterday. I was like, oh my Lord.
Yeah.
Ours is pretty categorized and we mm-hmm. spent a lot of time on like, you know, figuring out those like buckets we said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, we need buckets, everybody.
Mm-hmm. No, but it makes mm-hmm. sense. We have buckets and I think it will mm-hmm. be easy to navigate. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I'm excited for this site. Like,
yeah.
you know, I'm feeling like I'm in a funk, whatever. I'm like, crap, what do I do? Boom, go to the site. I can mm-hmm. read one little quick thing for a zhuzh. So yeah. I think ours is going to be like that.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Heel Squad, you know the best thing ever? A good night's sleep. I can't believe I didn't know about Sleep Number sooner. It's definitely changed my sleep quality and my life. Quality sleep is more important than ever as we conquer this new year. So if you're like me and you hate mattress shopping, I used to always go home unhappy. Not anymore. Sleep Number makes it so easy. You take a quiz online, then you go into the store and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's an incredible process, guys. Then they take your sleep number, mine's 25, you lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try it. My bed also is temperature balancing and has a foot heater, which is perfect for these cooler months. Trust me, do not go anywhere else ever for a mattress. Discover special offers right now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's one thing, you know, to build a site and to have an incredible site that's easy for people to find, but you have to have a strategy beyond your site too, which is something we've talked about a lot. So making sure that there is a flow into the site from another source or sources. So whether that's your social media, your Instagram, your LinkedIn, whatever it is that you use, your Twitter,
Pinterest,
or it's your newsletter funnel that comes in and it drives people to a blog on your site. You always want to be funneling people into the site to where they have a reason to go. Mm-hmm. You can always expect them to, we get fed so much in today's world to just say, oh, I need that zhuzh, I'm going to just go to the site real quick. We have to constantly remind them in a strategic way. And that's where the failing fast comes along, to where we're going to figure out how people with data transfer over to the site easier and what kind of words and verbiages we need to say to get them there to prove the value.
That reminds me, Pooja, we got to start posting on our LinkedIn. I don't think we've been doing that. So make a note on that. But the other thing I was thinking of, and you guys can tell me what you think, I've been getting like daily emails from People Magazine that would normally annoy me. And these ones don't annoy me. They give me like five headlines.
Because they give you value.
And I'm like, oh, usually two of them I'm interested in. And I'll click on them. Now, this morning I clicked on a real sad one I shouldn't have clicked on, about two little children who died in a fire. But it was not the way to start my day, and probably why I continue to roll downhill from there. Back uphill now, everybody. But what you start with is really important. So I wonder if our newsletter that, you know, right now will go out monthly, eventually could go out weekly, and we could have three things in there where it's like three different topics. So if you're not looking for something with, you know, mental health, maybe you're looking for spiritual, maybe you're looking for that t-shirt or that sweatshirt or something like that. And we can make sure we're giving people different types of things that they might need in their life.
I think
life.
It all goes back to Priscilla said, as long as you're giving value. I think a lot of the newsletters, not a lot, but the older newsletters of the people, no offense, don't know as much what they're doing. They put out vanity, but the smarter ones will put out, like Priscilla's saying, they're going to give you value. Great takeaway in some way, shape, or form.
My like middle name is takeaway.
It's like, what are they? It's like, what are we asking them to do? It's to click on this article to provide them value. It's not something as of, we just want them to click through. That's the only thing we want you to do, is just to click through, because we've spent so much time, energy, and effort building these blogs that we know are going to provide you value. And we just have to get you there, and we have to prove to you that that's it. So there's going to be a lot of testing within that. So if you're like listening to this conversation, you're like, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. That's totally okay, because with Maria's, like, we will be testing what days are better, what times are better. Is it three or is it five articles that are going to click through better? We'll be looking at the click-through rate and the open rates, and how those change and evolve. There's a lot of things to consider, but coming back to the numbers is really important to understand what's hitting with the person on the other side that you're not face-to-face with, and able to ask, what do you think makes this valuable, to where you can study the data along with it.
With websites, and anybody who wants to start a website and a blog, what's the key in terms of consistency? Like, is it you have to do nowadays, you have to do one a day, one a week, three a day, three a week? What leads to success for people?
Well, I think success is so different for everybody, which is really hard to say. So I wouldn't say sit here and say you have to write one blog a week in order to become successful. You have to understand if why do you want to build a site? I see a lot of people building sites just to like build them, but what's the actual purpose? Mm-hmm. And understanding what your purpose is behind it. Are you trying to just, you know, solidify your personal brand just to have it there? If somebody were to stumble upon it, then build your site and that's fine. Evolve it as things evolve. Are you trying to sell products? Are you trying to sell services? Then you really have to constantly make sure it's really easy for somebody to take action, which is probably book the consultation, buy the product, do whatever it is that you want them to do within that. I think for a site like yours, if somebody's wanting to build a site like Maria's, of having it's this place that is always updated with what you're doing every single day, which I think is very, very unique. A lot of people don't do it, what you do. And providing value on an SEO way that we're constantly putting things into the site that provide people value, driving them there because that's what increases our ranking on Google, on these search platforms. So for you, if you're wanting to really be in that Maria status, you have to constantly be at it. So for Maria, we're adding a new blog every single day. And that's really important because that's how long it's going to take you to rank. However many key phrases that you put in your blogs, it can take you anywhere from a month to 2 years to rank, depending on where you're wanting to. So it depends on what your success points are for you and how much or little you should do.
It's hard to say. I just had an idea. I'm going to write it down.
Writing down
with my pen that's not wanting to work.
Writing down ideas.
Guys, you are so fresh, the two of you. Everybody, whether you're listening or watching, I just want you to know ASMR. Kevin's been staring at me with this like sinister little smile, and him and Kelsey are colluding against me.
No, leave poor Kelsey
out.
Thank
you.
He's not doing anything.
Kelsey, you know you always pick Kevin.
That is not true.
Thank God.
That's all. And
Winnie chose me today. Everybody.
No one picks me. I'm the Charlie Brown of Better Together.
Also,
you're
not
the Charlie Brown. Dead. Yeah. Well, I'm super excited. Pooja, what are you excited about? So tell me what the 21-year-old vibe is on this website. And 22. Not just because 22. Sorry, you're right.
I would love if she just is like, you know, guys, just to be honest, not really feeling it. Not excited about anything.
I would love that. That seems super boring. Kev nailed it. I'm so not excited.
See?
Okay.
No, I'm kidding, of course. I'm excited for all like your little like beauty and your fashion hacks because we have it on your Instagram and it's great on your Instagram, but to have it all in one place, like, if I'm like, how do I style like these like mom jeans and I don't know what sweater to wear, I can just go on your website. Or like you do this cool eyeliner that me and Kelsey like now and like you showed it to Kelsey the other day and now we'll have it on your website. So to have it all in one place, like Kelsey said.
I still
am struggling, but now we'll have the video to go back to.
Yeah, but it's I haven't really taught you guys
no,
yet.
No.
That's the thing. I taught Danielle at Boss Babe. On the fly. She was like, I need to know how to do your liner. And I was like, okay. So I did it with her and she was like, oh, and it looks so good.
Yeah,
and
we
I did
need to it do like a super vlog quick. On that.
We need to do a real vlog.
Maria Doe makeup.
Maria what?
Maria Doe makeup.
No, Maria Doe.
Doe.
Like Miyagi Doe.
Oh, Maria.
Except you said Maria teaching karate like a karate kid. You're
okay.
teaching
okay.
us
mm-hmm. All right.
beauty.
Maria Doe makeup.
So I'm dying.
I have really a new, Charlie Brown share, and karate kid. Very,
I will
very
share
timely.
A new makeup tip that
Ooh,
I'm super freaking excited about. So I, you know, I've switched around different foundations at different times. Mm-hmm. The one that has been the most consistent has been Armani. I really like like the silky quality
so
to
good.
It. And I have to still investigate cleaner brands. Some clean brands I've used get like thick and don't stay well. They don't have like lasting power, not on the face. I mean, in the bottle, something weird happens.
Oh, it separates.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I haven't found one necessarily that I'm like obsessed with. So I've stuck with that, and I've stayed clean with primarily everything else. But, you know, as the day goes by, or even if I put my powder on and my bronzer too fast, it will like kind of get muddy looking, and then the tanning stuff underneath will have spots on my face and just doesn't give me the coverage that I necessarily want. It'll give me coverage for like a second. Mm-hmm. So Dimitri was doing my makeup for a shoot the other day or recently, and I've been noticing that, first of all, I never paid attention because we were just chatty Cathy's and I never knew what he was doing until it was too late. But he would use like a cream foundation kind of contour thing first and then put the foundation on top.
Interesting.
And he does it very lightly. And then I realized, well, is this what all those girls do on YouTube and stuff where they like literally paint their face and then start over? It's like they go completely one color and then they add the contour and then it's a smidge like that. But of course, if you're looking at me right now, it still looks pretty natural, right?
It's very natural.
Okay. So one of the things that I did that day is I went to Sephora and I got a Milk little foundation stick in the skin color that matches my face when it's generally like a little tan, because I use those Isle of Paradise drops. And I will, you know, put some of that on my face and I'll use the sponge and I'll mush it around and then I'll add a little contour. Okay, fine. And then I'll add the silky Armani on top and it gives me coverage for days.
Game changer.
Nothing moves. But here's the new thing that I started doing. I really am adding, I think I was really too cheap with my loose powder. I wouldn't put a lot on because I was so afraid to have too much.
Like too cakey.
Yeah. But that is the key. So I let the foundation sit for a second. I'll curl my eyelashes. Then I'll put the powder on, really let that soak in before I add the bronzer and it nothing moves.
What powder do you use?
So I have the Anastasia.
Okay.
And then I also have my Hourglass.
Okay.
I added the Hourglass in when I was trying to go clean, but I still have my Anastasia.
The Lawless one is a great clean one too.
Yep. And so it's just a loose powder, but you got to put enough of it on there to really set everything. And it's been game changing for me. I've been really, really happy. My makeup stays all day. I don't look like I have too much on. You're not seeing any of the spots underneath because when you put the Isle of Paradise drops on, they're clean and non-toxic. Don't have that DHA stuff in it or whatever it is that's bad for you and tanning stuff, but you mix it with your moisturizer. Well, if it catches a spot on your skin that's not exfoliated, you're going to have spots.
Yeah.
And so that's the frustrating part. So you also have to make sure you're exfoliating a lot. But this has been pretty game changing.
I like that.
And I really, really am liking it. So it'll be a new tutorial we'll do for the site, but with these new products.
Very cool. I think this is really
good. I mixed my Ilia in there with my foundation because I like the glow, the dewy, and I like the hyaluronic acid going on my skin.
Yeah, and the sunscreen.
Yeah, my skin is just so sensitive. It's like I have to be so careful with the products that I'm putting on it and how much and, you know, all of those things.
I did send Priscilla a new moisturizer though, so you have to get it and she report back.
I know. Kelsey always sends me, I don't know, what is it's just, it's called something very, very simple.
It's very, it's actually this woman who lives in... or has a shop on Abbot Kinney. She used to be an esthetician and she started just a small little makeup or I'm sorry, like skincare brand in her shop. And so I get her cream and it's like the most simple, natural, like it's my favorite thing in the world.
I just like to switch it up sometimes. Yeah. I love, there's this brand called Lather, which is out of Pasadena. And I love all their stuff because it's just so simple and so clean. And it's female founded, which I love. And, but you know, I was just like, I need to switch it up. Kels, give me some rest.
I got you.
Yeah.
So we'll report back. I love it. It's good for the dry months when I'm like, my skin is so thirsty. I just go to bed looking like a freaking
glazed donut.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You are hilarious. Well, I am super excited that Priscilla is on the team. And of course, her team is on our team, part of the Better Together squad. You're officially part of the Heal squad.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's a team effort to make anything really great happen. And I know y'all are so dedicated to providing like value, like fiercely to all of the Heal squad. So excited to be a part of the Heal squad and excited to be a part of providing value for them.
Thank you. Yeah, you're going to be a really essential part of the team. And so I also just want to make sure everybody knows where to go if they're listening to this and they would like some of your coaching and assistance in them, you know, foraying out into this entrepreneurial world.
Absolutely. I mean, you can always like check us out at Forward Female on Instagram or forwardfemale.com. It's really easy to schedule like a consultation with anybody from our team, with me, or we have an incredible team of ladies that can help you. And it's just really figuring out what it is that you need. I'm really a big proponent of don't just throw your money out there. Like, let's have a conversation about it and see what is the logical step-by-step formula that's going to be specific and custom to you. So if you need support, myself or somebody from our team can help you kind of map that out. And so you can reach out and we'd love to help.
Yeah. You always need like your champion, your cheerleader. I have mine. He's in a sassy mood today, but normally Kevin's my champion and my supporter. But you need that because it's scary to go off and do something on your own. And a lot of people are in that position where you were, where you really are not happy in your job, but you don't know how to start.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to have that accountability partner, somebody who's holding you to deadlines and helping you move your ideas forward and giving you another brain to think, how do I do all of this? So
somebody that's not just going to be there to say, it's okay to take a break. It's so, you know, it's okay to, you know, you don't have to really go after it. Somebody that's just going to fiercely hold you accountable for what it is that you really, really want. Because you deserve it at the end of the day, whether you feel like you do or you don't. You do. And there are people there, whether it's us, whether it's somebody that's sitting next to you, your friend, that can hold you accountable to actually achieving it. And that's just like my mission in life is to, for everybody, we focus with working with women specifically usually, but just to understand that. And if you don't hear anything else from this conversation, know that you deserve it. You deserve it.
I love it. Great way to end.
Beautiful.
We will put all of Priscilla's information in the summary of this episode so you guys can find her easily. And in the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, get ready to go to our website February 1st.
Yay!
Actually, Heal Squad, if you could help us on February 1st. By not only going to the site and checking it out, but sharing it with your friends and your social, whatever you can do to support us to get people's eyeballs on what we're doing would be super helpful. And we're always very grateful for your support as well. So be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
February 1st, people, MariaMenounos.com.
Right? Oh, yeah, I didn't even say what website it is.
And listen, let me add this. No better way to kick off Turner Classic Movie Oscar Movie Watching Month.
Okay.
February, all the Oscar films without commercials. And our website is the official partner that's going to launch.
Honey, stop fibbing.
I'm not fibbing.
That's a fib.
No, it's not a
fib. Yes,
it is. No, I just, the deal's not done.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess we're talking about that after.
Yeah. So, P.S., Priscilla's here. We're having our website meeting right after this. So, we're going to talk about.
We'll be talking about that.
We'll be talking about that because Kevin clearly has something going on that big we weren't
plans.
Aware of.
Yeah, big plan.
Huge.
Huge.
Always thinking, babe.
Bye, everybody.